بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and dear brothers, by the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has different seasons in the Islamic calendar by means of which we are reminded of our very short temporary journey in this world. The real objective, the real goal is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we reach Him. Shouldn't be our entire life we consume the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be our food, drink, comforts, our homes, our vehicles, and we become so busy in a worldly life that we forget the objective of life. That a person enjoys the bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be our physical bounties, but sometimes doesn't strike the mind. The sunnah dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon awakening, Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani bi jasadi, wa radda alayya ruhi, wa adhina li bi dhikrihi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make this dua upon awakening, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aafani fi jasadi, who granted me absolute safety, peace, health in my body. When I wake up in the morning, I'm absolutely healthy. No pinched nerve, there's no back pain, there's no migraine. I wake up, alhamdulillah, I can move. Just to jump off the bed, the ni'mat of Allah. As a person who tore a ligament, how difficult, the pain already starts upon awakening. I just wake up, the eyes are open. I can see around me. And how beautifully my honorable Shaykh Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Murakatu, says that person who spends the morning, he wakes up in the morning, alhamdulillah, everything is intact. The house, everything is safe. He leaves the house, alhamdulillah, his health is good. And he jumps into his vehicle, alhamdulillah, in our country, the all four wheels are there also. He comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Fajr namaz, Jama'a, mashallah, the Imam Sahib's qira'at also. As if I'm studying the Haram of Makkah to the Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Go home, breakfast, job, work, lunch, salah, zuhur. Entire day passes in this manner. Comes back home, the wife is there, children are healthy also. Has a sumptuous meal with the family. Goes back to bed, he says, understand, you are living miracle of Allah. You are living miracle of Allah. It's easier to be under the ground than above the ground. No accident, no hijacking, no kidnapping, no punctured tire, no wall fell on you. Alhamdulillah, days are going like this. Drowning in the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much are we giving back to Allah? So that person who leads his life, enjoying all these bounties of Allah, one bounty of Allah, we cannot even enumerate the extent that we are enjoying presently in this country. As one senior alim explained also, I've traveled the world, west, the east, the north, the south. But the amount of bounties you people are enjoying in this country is beyond imagination. In every sense of the word, the variety, the arrangement, the setup, in every single manner, Allah Ta'ala's bounties are pouring 24/7. And now we're getting bored of the bounties also. What's next? Life has become boring and bland now. There's nothing more to do. We've tasted the best, we lived the best, we flew the best, accommodation the best, the clothing the best. What's next? What's left? Dunya, a place of entertainment and play. What is the purpose of life? Mullah Muhammad Ilyas of Rahimullah would say that how sad upon that person that enjoyed his entire life in the bounties of Allah. And he reached the qabr, the grave, never recognizing the hand that fed him. He just ate his entire life. Never pricked his conscience, Ya Allah, where is this coming from? Where's the hand behind it? Who's providing it? Where's it coming from? Allah Qarun, Fir'aun, Haman, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is Qaruniyat. They say the temperament and the mizaj and the thinking of Qarun. When he would say that whatever I have is because of my own expertise, my own knowledge, I made it. I made it big. This is the temperament of Qarun. Where a person says now that I am the boss, I made it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us merely management skills to lead our lives. The final say from Ajari al-Qada. The final say decision from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happens from there. Allah only gave us management skills to manage your life. Ownership, landlord belongs to Allah. Land owner maybe, yes, not the landlord. The lord of the land is Allah. The word ownership also is borrowed to us by Allah. Use this word temporarily, belongs to you. Title deed, it belongs to Allah. Nothing we entitled to. The entire life goes in this manner, not making the effort on the heart to recognize my Allah before I meet Him, before I reach Him. The journey of life is of this effort. This is where our ulama explained to us that one is Islam and one is Iman. Islam has to do with the external. And here, alhamdulillah, to a great level, the ummah has come onto Islam. Maybe 40 years ago, we wouldn't find hardly a person wearing a kurta, sunnat garb. A woman in parda, hijab, rarely you will find it. So Islam has to do with the external. Now, alhamdulillah, the environment has changed. And yes, we do give credit to the ulama-i gharam that educated us from maktab level, brought us up and taught us. And with the effort of da'wat and tabligh, they created this hunger and this thirst. Many a father, I didn't have a chance to become an hafiz al Quran. Now my life has changed. I want my son to become a alim. I want him to become a hafiz al Quran. Environments have changed. So this is Islam. Alhamdulillah, the environment has changed to a certain extent. We just have to look around us. For every salah, look at the first surf, the second surf, the first row, the second row. How many not wearing sunnat libas, we can count them. Allah's fazal, most of the youngsters, elderly are wearing sunnat libas, the sunnat garb. Islam has come. Many a masturat and lady also, alhamdulillah, wearing the niqab and hijab. This has to do with the external. قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we believe. We believe in Allah. Belief has to do with the heart. We believe in Allah. But Wahi came down. قُلْ لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. Say to them, لَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا. You haven't believed as yet. وَلَكِنْ قُولُوا أَسْلَمْنَا. Rather say we have become Muslim. وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Iman hasn't penetrated the heart as yet. To understand, the season of Qurbani has started. The season of Hajj has begun. And we can see the external preparation for Hajj, alhamdulillah. Everywhere there are lessons taking place, durus taking place, halqas taking place, programs taking place for the hujjaj. And therefore Qurbani, what can animal to buy? What are the defects of the animal? Make sure you buy a healthy animal. What intention to make? Spend freely. فَطِيبُوا بِهَا nafsa. They spend with an open heart. Enjoy the Qurbani. So this is Islam. Externally, alhamdulillah, the ummah has come to this level, we are doing these a'mal. Now these a'mal, we have to do these a'mal of Islam with the quality of Iman. Iman has to do with the internal. Not that the a'mal become ritualistic. I'm performing salah, Hadith Sharif says that a time will come when the masajid will be full to capacity, but not a single person will have concentration, devotion in salah. But the musallis will be there. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. That of Islam, nothing will remain besides the name of Islam. Nothing will remain of Quran besides the writings of Quran. To understand this, ulama explain, who is a hafiz al-Quran? Hafiz refers to that person that has preserved the Quran Sharif. He has preserved. Memorizing is one part of it. Memorizing the Quran Sharif is one part of it. Preserving Quran means to memorize it and to preserve the laws, injunctions of what I have memorized. What is the command of Allah? What is haram? I regard to be haram and I refrain. What is halal? I regard to be halal and I engage. That is Hafizul Quran. Not just memorizing only. That I memorize Quran, see, am I Hafiz? No, you're not a Hafiz completely yet. Not a Hafiz as yet. Is when, is a whole package deal. This is Iman. Externally, I have memorized it. I went to madrasa. I sat in the class 4 years, 5 years. That external exercise has to come internally. This has to dictate to my heart. My heart has to dictate to my limbs. How do I carry myself out as an alim, as a hafiz, as a mu'min, as a believer? Coming back to Hajj and Qurbani. We are making Qurbani year after year. Hajj, Hujjaj are going to do Hajj with Iman also. To make Qurbani with Iman also. And taking the life and putting on the neck of an animal with the quality of Iman. Not that Qurbani becomes also another show, another entertainment. This is Islam externally. I'm doing Qurbani but no spirit. There's no jan, there's no life. It's just an action. It's an empty action. So in every amal, my dear brothers, in every action, we have to see what is the quality of Iman right now that is demanded by Allah to qualify the action to be accepted by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have this concern, is my Qurbani accepted? Is my Hajj accepted? That is a concern. I ask myself, I performed Fajr this morning, I made salam and salam, did the concern come in my heart? Is your salah accepted? We take it to be accepted, it's done. How I did it, Ya Allah, you accept it. But the thought doesn't come also. Is my amal accepted right now? I'm doing a deal right now, I hope he accepts the offer. Will it go through? Will it fall through? This is the concern that has to come for my amal. Did it fall through? Did it make the grade? Was it good enough to be accepted by Allah? This concern has to come, this got to do with Iman. Islam externally, I did the amal. I did the Hajj. The purpose of a Hajj, to go to Baytullah, to return with the love of Allah. To go to the road of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to come back with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Not that the Hajj goes for Hajj and returns with the love of brand names. She went for Hajj, she came with the latest. He went for Hajj, he came with the latest. Here's the Hajj. The Hajj came back with less. I came back more with Allah. I came back more with Allah. This is a true Hajj. The true Qurbani is a taqwa that is in the heart. And what is taqwa for Qurbani? To submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To submit and to surrender. This is taught to us by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to submit and surrender my life. As he's saying in Urdu, Main kuch nahi, mera kuch nahi. That I am nothing and nothing is mine. Living on borrowed time, borrowed life also, nothing belongs to me, it can happen any time I can leave. What will be the reality? One person asked recently also, one of the Mastorat ladies asking, that when you bury a person, do they put some sheet at the bottom? Some plastic at the bottom? No, there's nothing at the bottom. No plastic also, no plastic. No sheet, no sheet. No pillow also. What do you put in the qabr? Bare sand. And just the coffin. That's all. That's it. I mean, everything is left behind. Just the sand and just the coffin. That's it. And then the question was posed, then you throw sand on the body. You put some planks. Put some planks on the top and then we throw the sand. How much sand do you all throw? Till it's right till the top. Why so much? Some person says, he puts so much so he can't come out. He's stuck there now. And how big is the qabr? It's very small. Then the reality struck, Ya Allah. It's just that 3-4 pieces of cloth and the bare sand. Everything is left behind. What will speak now is Iman. Now the Iman will speak. So to do the Qurbani with Iman also, with the qualities of Iman, remembering the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the person who will do with Iman, Then he's following the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with two titles. Do with Iman and Islam, Allah will make you his Khalil and his Habib. Allah will make you his Khalil and his Habib. You will become the friend of Allah, like Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam and Habib alayhi salatu wasalam. Doing it with Iman, with all the injunctions of Allah, with the Masturat also in their parada, their hijab, taking care of the Qurbani. How to do the Qurbani correctly. This is taqwa. Taqwa is to submit to the commands of Allah. How should I submit and then to have the concern, Ya Allah, have I really submitted? Did you accept my submission? That now I have done the Qurbani accordingly. So the season of Qurbani has come. Alhamdulillah, the ummah, the large numbers, alhamdulillah, the spirit, external spirit is there. It shouldn't be that this amal also becomes tainted. Like we find, as we mentioned, one is Islam, one is Iman. So Islam is there, the Iman has to come. How do I do this amal with the qualities of Iman? That when Allah will accept it, qualities of taqwa, concern for qabuliyat, acceptance, fulfilling the command of Allah as Allah wants it right now, I submit to Allah. The da'wahs on the day, and the means on the day of Qurbani also, the intermingling, the immodesty, Ya Allah, this is not Iman, this is not Iman. Continuing the ayat, say to the Bedouins, you haven't brought Iman as yet, they become Muslim. Iman hasn't come in the heart. Then Allah highlights, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Who are the real believers? Those that believe in Allah. They believe in Allah. This is the command of Allah, I put the power bricks of taqwa, I don't go beyond this. This we have to teach our children. We have to teach our masturat at home. We have to inculcate this within our lives. What is the command of Allah right now? What is the limit? What is the cut-off point? What is the concern right now, my dear brothers? The ummah has come to such a level right now with the qurbani, with the hajj, with the eid, with the occasions, functions. The ummah has come to this level right now. Possibly I could be wrong. Our elders can educate us. But to myself also, when I'm making dua and making istighfar and making tawbah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no real kabair and major sins left in the ummah. Nothing is serious. Nothing major. Everything is just watered down. Nothing major. How is life? Everything is good. Alhamdulillah. But I'm involved in major sins right now. Major, major sins, but no feeling anymore. The aircon is on, I can feel the cool of it. The heater is on, I can feel the heat of it. I put on my jacket, I remove the jacket. When the heat of sins and evil environment is surrounding me, I don't feel the heat of sins anymore. I enjoy it. Going to a place where there's immodesty, the women are there, selfies are taking. Everything is happening. We're not going through the discussion of whether photography is halal, haram, permissible, impermissible. But looking at the outcome of it, the natija, the outcome of it has led to so many haram things. Just the outcome of it has led to so many haram things. How many brothers will come? The brothers are coming now. My wife got involved. What happened? She went onto the Facebook looking for the old school friends. Finally, she found the old flame. It was hot, it was sin. But we didn't feel anything. And now she's chatting with him. They tell her, you can't chat. And the same words used, don't be judgmental, be tolerant, be accommodating. Nothing is serious. Qurbani time, nothing is serious. Ummah involved in major sins right now. Ask yourself, ask myself. Really, when I make tawbah also, the heart doesn't move anymore. The tears don't come out. There's no more sins left. Nothing is serious, nothing major. Everything is okay. The zina of the eyes is nazar looking at haram. What's haram anymore? I don't even know. Everything is permissible now. Open the apps, everything permissible. Nothing has become haram. The senses of the heart, of the heat, of the disobedience of Allah, the senses are gone dead. Let the sensor in the car malfunction. Immediately we'll phone. Something wrong with the car, we need to sort it out. Something wrong with the heart, when are you going to sort it out? I'm not feeling anything. I'm not even worried about the qabr, whether my salah is correct, whether my qurbani will be accepted. And that has become a show right now. That is why we have to revisit the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the sacrifice he made for this Qurbani to come to us. That at least now before Qurbani he made the tawbah. And he laid the heart, Ya Allah, this is a good environment. How many a Muslim couple comes to the weekend? We had two youngsters in our masjid. They came from a Christian background. And they became Muslim. So I asked them, what is the thrill of a white young boy when he comes to the weekend? His answer was, entertainment and sharab, drink. Drink is the main thing. And the weekend, just enjoy it. Far from everything else, just in disobedience. That is the fun of the weekend. The Ummah is becoming intoxicated with the entertainment right now. Where the heat of Allah is, how many times do you find the youngsters we went to chill out in the mall? In the mall is fire there right now. Abghadul Bilad. The hottest places where Allah's anger right now is the malls and the marketplace and we're going to chill out. There's some fair right now. They have a show for animals right now and free for all. We're going to just relax. But little talim in the masjid, 2-3 minutes, is too hot. I get ghabrat sitting in the talim. And with the shkil starts even more hot right now. I need some air. This way is cool right now. Allah's rahmat is coming down. But the rahmat I take it to be heat. Where this heat now has become cool. It was become good. There was one youngster had number plate years ago. Custom made number plate. And he put his girlfriend's name. Inna lillah. He was advised by, don't put your girlfriend's name. So he changed it, he put the bad boy. Inna lillahi. Say, good boy. Why not? One person came to Shah Barab al-Haqsa rahmatullahi alayhi, one of our senior elders. Hazrat, when I hold a tasbih in my hand, people say, Sufi sahab. Say, bohot acha, very good. He said, but now I feel, he said, what they must call you, badmash. You're evil. He said, no, better they call me Sufi. Said, why not? He's a good woman. But the senses have changed also. Now what is the danger, my dear brothers? A performing salah after the sunnah, after namaz, astaghfirullah, 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 3 times. Ya Allah, we haven't performed salah as we ought to perform salah. Ya Allah, we make istighfar. After every amal istighfar, after qurbani istighfar also. Istighfar upon istighfar, Ya Allah, we are sorry. We don't know how to do it. That is why they say, keep an L on your back, learn a drive. May seek that I'm still learning to drive the vehicle of Sharia and Deen. Ya Allah, I'm learning, still teach me. May jahilu mujhe sikha de. Ya Allah, I don't know how to be a ummati. I don't know how to be your slave. I don't know how to be a father. I don't know how to be a son. Ya Allah, you teach me. Ya Allah, you teach me. I'm no boss. Lord, I know everything. Ya Allah, I'm only learning. I will only make mistakes. Make istighfar. What is the fear right now, my dear brothers? Qurbani is coming. Do it correctly. Mastarat should be out of the occasion. Put them somewhere where nobody can see them. Have proper facilities. Yes, they are there. They should do it. How they should do it? Ask ulama ikram. Don't spoil our qurbani. Don't spoil the hajj. You have to tell the hajjis, say, oh haji, when it comes to hajj, it's about becoming selfless, not selfie. Become selfless. Leave the camera. Leave the camera. Capture the moment with your heart. Capture the moment with the heart. The heart will speak in the qabr, not your phone. The heart will speak in the qabr. I saw Baytullah. I saw the Qurbani animal. Qurbani animal will be, whether we call it my C-class or my X, whatever it is, on the bull sirat. This is my animal. Do it with that fikr in the heart. What is istighfar and tawbah? As we say, there's nothing serious left in life. Whether it's zina of the eyes, zina of the mind, zina of the nose. How do you make zina of the nose? When the masturat apply perfume to leave the house so others may smell it. Our ulama ikram were so particular, my dear brothers. They would even advise the young boys, even the adults also. They say, don't cause others to fall into fitna. These are major things. Allah has blessed you with natural beauty. Don't amplify your beauty. To become a means of fitna and a test for other women, younger girls, and now for the men also. Don't amplify the beauty. Keep it simple. Keep your life simple and come on to Shariat. The fear right now is no more tawbah left in the ummah. No more istighfar left in the ummah. Nobody is making real tawbah istighfar. We don't hear in the masjid anyone crying that I made some guna today, Ya Allah. I just open the app and I'm scrolling for hours looking at haram, but there's nothing. Nobody got hidayat. Nobody we have heard has got hidayat, whether from TikTok or Instagram or YouTube. Hidayat from heart to heart. Guidance from heart to heart. The outcome was only haram. Ummah doesn't make istighfar. Qurbani is coming, the taqwa will reach Allah. Not the animal, the blood of the animal is your taqwa. My submission to Allah, my tawbah, my istighfar. What is the fear right now? Where they have given us all these avenues of sin, and we don't regard it to be sin, we regard it to be cooling off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 9 juz of Quran, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ أَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, that Allah promises that He will not punish this ummah as long as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is amongst us. Allah's widespread am azab will not come. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left the world. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah promises, as long as the ummah makes istighfar, Allah will not punish the ummah. Nabi of Allah has left the world. And as long as the ummah makes istighfar, Allah says, I will not punish the ummah. The effort of the kuffar have come to the level now, there is no need to make istighfar. Everything is halal, jais, permissible. Intermingling, speaking to whoever you want to, how you want to, go where you want to, where the heat is on of sin and guna also, there is no, doesn't matter. So there is no more istighfar also. So Allah give us the understanding before Qurbani. That the Qurbani came to us with Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to understand this verse of Quran Sharif. Where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left behind his family. He came from Sham. That time Sham included Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, Jordan. Entire area was Syria and Sham. Commanded, take Hajar and Ismail. Leave them here in Makkatul Mukarramah. That time be wadin, it was a wadi, ghayri di zara'in. No cultivation. Did not say ghayri di ma'in. There was some water available. They had a little water left for them and some food. But no water, no vegetation, no food. He leaves them behind. Allah gives the command, leave and return. The friend of Allah didn't hesitate. Immediately he moved. He didn't even advise the wife to say, I'm leaving you behind. Do this or do that. The command of Allah, I'm leaving. Either we leave or you stop doing the haram thing. This is a friend of Allah. And she knew also that my husband is a friend of Allah, he will never betray me. The effort of the masturat at home to make my husband the friend of Allah before my friend. Make him the friend of Allah, he will take care of me. He leaves. She runs behind Ibrahim. Is this the command of Allah? Finally, yes, it is the command of Allah. Allah will not destroy us. She goes back to Ismail. He goes away, they're out of view. Then he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ I left behind my family. مِن ذُرِّيَّتِي some part of my family, not the entire family. In a valley where there's no cultivation. عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمُ next to your sanctified home. Baytullah wasn't there. Nobody was there. But the foundation was there from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ What was the first concern of the Nabi of Allah? My concern is to my children, what will you eat after I am gone? Their father has his fikr and concern in his heart, and he will tell his young child, his young daughter, that if something is to happen to your husband, what are you going to do? If I go, what's going to happen to you? The child for 18 years is eating on your dasturkhan. Is that working? She's that earning? But the father has this fear, when she leaves my home, what she's going to eat? If Allah fed her for 18 years, he won't feed her after that. But what we believe, I'm the God in my home, I'm feeding her. I'm taking care. Allah is sustaining you because of her. Because the weak ones amongst us. The first concern of the Nabi of Allah, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَةِ. Ya Allah, I left them behind, the valley where there's nothing. So I left them behind, لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَةِ, so that they may establish salah. Here, Mufassirin commentators say he used the plural so that they may perform salah. There's only two of them, he could use a dual, يُقِيمَ الصَّلَةِ. Till يُقِيمُ الصَّلَةِ, he made dua effectively for his progeny right till Qiyamah. Here, all of them, till Qiyamah, will perform salah. Was submit to you. This is the first concern of any father. Before I leave, my children will become musalli of the masjid. At home. And this, what ulama say, man kana yuridu hartha al-akhira. The person who wishes the cultivation and prophets of akhira, Allah says will increase him in it. What are prophets of akhira? They say that father who discusses in his home about deen. He wants akhirat for his children. Every day he sits with them. And he's talking to them about deen. Qurbani is coming. The incident of Qurbani. Then Hajj. He's talking about deen. But today I know in my home, what is the discussion? Exams are coming. You got to study hard. You got to work hard. You got to get a degree. You got to do this. You have to do that. Only till mort. He's not talking about after mort. Remember, one day that other side of the bed will get empty. It must get empty. Either the husband is going to go or the wife is going to go. And the first person to call a funeral parlor will be the wife. Please take him away quickly. Please take him away. Janaza must be quick, quick. But she loved him so much. But take him quickly. Reality of life. Ya Allah, they must perform salah. And then he made dua, ya Allah, faj'al afidatan min nas, and make the hearts of some people. Afidatan min nas, make the hearts of some people inclined towards them. That they'll want to go there. Tahwi ilayhim. And this also the secret of the Quran Sharif. He made dua, ya Allah, the hearts of some of the people. If he just took out this minan, that min only, he said, ya Allah, make the hearts of people, then Mufassirin say that even the Christians and Jews and non-Muslims will want to go there. They will break all borders to get there. So he made dua, ya Allah, some of the hearts of people, the people, the hearts of some people, that he was only to the Muslims. But now even the kuffar want to come there. وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ Give them the best of fruits. There were no fruits there. So he made the sacrifice. He left his child behind. He left the wife behind. Tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making dua for their salah. He's making dua, ya Allah, make people inhabit the place so they're comfortable. Ya Allah, they provide for them. There's no fruits here right now. There's no food here right now. But because he made the qurbani, she's made the sacrifice, the child is young, now he is qualified to make the dua. He made the sacrifice, qualified to make the dua. Ya Allah, give them the best of fruits. And the dua was so powerful, he says the fruits can refer to physical fruits which we eat, or give them the good outcome of every deed they do. Always be favorable outcome. So that they may be thankful for you. The qurbani he made, today we have the qurbani. So before the qurbani season could come, and the day to sacrifice. Now they say, make tawbah istighfar. And pinpoint in our lives, ya Allah, I have this sin, and this sin, and this sin, with the zina of my eyes. That woman that puts the perfume, you mentioned, so other men may smell it. The young boy putting the perfume, so girls may smell it. It's also a zina. But nobody is making tawbah. Whether it be of the mind also. Primarily Allah made the heart and the mind for His remembrance. Not to remember dunya. That too is the sin of ghaflat, negligence. How many is making tawbah? Ya Allah, the ghibat and the lies and the false testimonies, the slander, the mocking at people. These are all got to do with iman, got to do with major sins to make tawbah from these things. So therefore we have to go back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and see in our lives right now what is blocking my connection with my Allah before my qurbani. Now I'm preparing for qurbani before qurbani. Now I put the blade on the knife and the blade on the neck of the animal. Now I'm really making qurbani, not of the animal, of my nafs. Then feel Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's qurbani, what he left behind. I left behind my sins right now. Many youngsters say, but Mufti Sahib, not so easy. Just to give up the sin. So we say part one, plan A. If you got the apps, delete the apps. Once the app is there, it's very easy to open it. Delete the app. If I have to go on, we not say do it. But if I'm enticed to go on to the certain app, then go online. To talk the youngsters, jargon, go on to the browser. Now log in your details. What do you say is magaj mahar. Headache this now. But do it that way. Before you know it, now it'll become a headache every time you go online. Allah will say he's trying. He's trying. How Allah will pull him out of it now because he took one step towards Allah. He made the tawbah istighfar. When he's removing it, he's making istighfar also. Delete, uninstall. And in story, if I have to go, I'm enticed to go, then avenue has become difficult for me now. Allah says, He made a plan. So put obstacles towards haram, that I don't want to go that way. Give Allah a chance to pull us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now is the season, my dear brothers, for the haji and for the person making qurbani. The first step is to make istighfar. When the ummah will come into istighfar, the help of Allah will come. Allah will open avenues beyond our imagination. Then the taqwa will come in the heart, now we make qurbani. Now we make the qurbani and then the heart will feel it. I've left behind all my sins and gunas. It shouldn't be there still on my cell phone. The haram is still there performing salah with it. I'm making qurbani, the haram is there also. Just to conclude, before we will find, when this will be nikahs and marriages, they had a cameraman there before. And then we had albums. We had albums, and the album now was stored away. The TV was also stored away. And the manas, the men are going for masjid namaz, they're going to going masjid, we're going to the mosque to perform salah. Something happened on the way for salah, they had to get knocked, Malakul Maut had to come, the gunas were at home. There's still hope for you, inshallah. You're closer to the house of Allah, possibly Allah will encompass you and shroud you in His mercy, you'll get your jannah. Like the person killed 99 people, then he killed 100 one also. And en route to make tawbah, he passed away. Which place is closer to? Allah Ta'ala made it such, he was closer to the place of rahmat and tawbah. Closer to the place of tawbah. Allah said, because he was closer to the place of tawbah, all his gunas are maaf. 100 people's lives he's taken. That time was easy, I'm going to the masjid right now. All my gunas are back home. So there was hope, now I'll get jannat inshallah if I die in the masjid. Now, the entire history of all my gunas and sins are with me 24/7. In the masjid, qurbani time, in the haram, there's no tawbah, no istighfar. Now, Malakul Maut has to come, what's my case? How am I going to fight the case right now? Here's all the proof against you. Entire phone will turn state witness against you in the day of Qiyamah. Here's all the proof right now. Allah give us that tawfiq to make istighfar and tawbah. First step is delete and install. Raise the hands, Ya Allah, my heart is bleeding, but I'm doing it for you. Then see the qurbani, then see the hadith, see the effect, see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.